19, triple team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
It's a long drive for drivers trying to get from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Unfortunately, you've got slowdowns most of the way from Bluffdale. First batch breaks up around 90th South. You get a few blocks where you're back to the speed limit, and then it bogs down again right at about the I-215 overpass in Murray, and that'll continue up into South Salt Lake, where we've got a crash over on the right shoulder prior to the I-80 turnoff. Also looking at slowdowns over on the West 215 belt route. That construction zone starting to affect the late morning drivers, just like it did yesterday, between 41st and 35th South. Holly?
A couple of crashes to tell you about. A crash with injuries, 54th South and 9th East. And another one, Lone Peak Parkway near I-15. The delays on Redwood Road northbound in Saratoga are hanging around, but just beginning to break up a little bit as you approach Pioneer Crossing. Timpanogos Highway is seeing great speeds both east and westbound. Eric?
The freeway's clear southbound I-15 from Ogden all the way to downtown. We're starting to get a little bit more congestion on 200 North in Kaysville heading over to the freeway. And also a little bit more on 1000 East in Clearfield, right at SR-193. That's right by Clearfield High School, so that should probably clear up pretty soon once the bell rings. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft, PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.